Good morning. It is 8:17. Time has no meaning. You're listening to Ben and Josh on the morning after.
The strongest start.
Yeah, well, strong starter.
We're here talking about Stand the Fuck Up, which is the Conscious Club living their lives. Yasmin, Sheikh, Ali, thank you so much for coming into the studio this morning.
Thank you for saying my name correctly.
Ben, I like looked at it this morning. I was like, Yasmin, he was just like, boom, set it right first try. I was like, that's my boy right there. It's actually not. Anyway.
You respected it and didn't put a J in the end instead and say, you know what? I think Jasmine suits you more.
Do people do that? Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, you are one of the guest speakers at the Stand the Fuck Up event happening this month, the 26th of June at 12 Bar. So I guess we'll just start with, who are you? How did you get involved in the event?
Of course, you know, my name's Yasmin, and I've been in New Zealand, like, my whole life, basically, especially Christchurch, the majority of it. I'm really nosy about what happens in Christchurch. Like, I want to know the events. Like, I want to know what's going on, because sometimes there's not much going on, and then lately there has been, so it's quite nice. And I've been following Conscious Club for quite some time, and I just was like, hey, do you want me? I just put myself on a platter for them, and I guess they looked into it and they're like, absolutely, and they're very supportive and just real keen to work alongside like other people in the community, whether they're like in the collective or not, which I really appreciated.
Cool. That's really cool.
I have a 3-word question, and that question is Christchurch racist?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I think it's a lot of casual racism, so people don't actually believe that they are racist, or they say racist things. Just so casual and ingrained in the culture here that people are in denial that they are racist.
Yeah. What are some of the, I guess, maybe phrases you hear or things that you notice people doing that you're like, they don't even realize that what they're doing right now is racist?
Yeah. The main one I've seen as well to a lot of immigrants is straight away, wow, you speak really good English. So it's kind of like, they put you in a box from how you look, and they like expect you to not speak English well. So I'm like, okay. And I know a few of my Asian friends experienced that as well.
Totally.
So I'm like, okay. And they also immediately assume that you are a refugee immigrant. So for me, it's just like, oh, you have your citizenship? Like, how did that happen? Like, did you come from a migrant camp and things like that? Yeah. So I know it comes across, I know they want to know, but they really need to, just everyone has to just pick and choose how they word things and how they ask, because it can automatically come across as you're different. It's obvious you're different, so I'm going to make it obvious you're different.
Yeah, I'm going to immediately make you feel like an outsider before we've even had any conversation. So I guess growing up in Christchurch, you're from Saudi Arabia originally, correct?
I'm Somali origin.
Cool.
My parents traveled with me a little bit. Like the little handbag, which is nice. And then I came here.
Nice.
So I was a little African child speaking Asian because I grew up in Indonesia. So, and I had already identity issues like straight off the bat, and being put into a Western world as well. And I'm also from the Somali diaspora, so can't really go back home because of the civil war that's still happening, unfortunately. So I was just kind of chilling in limbo. Or was it purgatory?
I think they both mean very similar things.
They both sound pretty dark though, so I'll just make it limbo, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit more fun, you know? Yeah.
That's the one.
So what was, I guess, your experiences like growing up in Christchurch? Have you noticed any level of positive or negative change from, your childhood to now, or has the kind of general stream of, like you said, the more casual racism been pretty consistent?
I'm going to be honest from my perspective and my experiences. It's only been a bit okay in the last few years since, unfortunately, the shootings happened in Christchurch.
Yeah.
I guess it made people open their eyes and be like, I can't believe this has happened in Christchurch.
Yeah.
Well, I can. Well, a lot of us could believe it. We're just like, okay, well, it's Christchurch.
Yeah.
But since, honestly, what the Conscious Club has been doing in the last few years, and putting it in people's faces, this is something that we need to, this is actually was it a pandemic, epidemic, I don't know.
Epidemic. Yeah.
Endemic?
Endemic? That's there you go.
So it is something that really needs to be worked on. And then quite a lot of people, I guess, also did jump on the BLM Black Lives Matter bandwagon, did the whole, Black Square on Instagram.
I'll post the Black Square and then forget about it tomorrow.
That's the one, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, okay, it's not just that. It needs to continue on. And then for like the Conscious Club to do that, they're just being massive advocates. Mm. And they're like, no, it's not a trend.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle that needs to be like, it's unfortunately a lifestyle that needs to be changed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else is the Conscious Club doing? I mean, this just I want to talk about all of this event mm-hmm. in general because... See, that's the thing. I want to talk more and more and more, as you said before when we went on air. Like, I want half an hour here. But yes, there is more to this event.
So there's going to be a boogie after party afterwards, which I'm really excited for. And it's going to be local New Zealand performers that are going to be there and from different variations of black backgrounds, which is really cool. Because
mm-hmm.
Even for me, like, I didn't know that there were these types of artists out and about. So, like, meet with Chai. Getting to meet her, getting to listen to her down in Flux,
mm-hmm.
just like different types of cultures and personalities are coming through mm-hmm. in music, especially mm-hmm. in Christchurch, which is such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited for that. And that there's the t-shirts going around. So I recommend you should rip it. I'm going to get a black one.
I want to get one.
and do a little photo shoot with it.
Yes.
But it's just me and my phone, the photo shoot. Just me and my phone and my Nebula light. My cat's joining.
That is a photo shoot at this point of the world, you know? Yeah, whenever people are like, I'm doing a photo shoot, I'm like, oh, so you bought the latest iPhone? I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah, that's why you start off, you know, playing just a little bit by 50 Cent and you're good to go.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I think they're going to consistently do things, which is really great. Like, it's not going to be this just one event.
Yeah.
And I think it's really awesome that they're getting all types of people in Christchurch from varying backgrounds to do it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really excited to hear out of my speech, especially from a Māori perspective in Canterbury. It's just a lot of fun things happening, and I'm really excited. Yeah,
very cool. We're excited too.
I feel like hopefully it's a revolution.
Well,
that
was what I was going to ask. Is you know, do you think that events like this, and you know, what the Conscious Club is doing, which is not just doing one event, but continuing that conversation afterwards, do you think with that, you know, there is a hopeful path towards the future for Christchurch?
Absolutely. And also collaborating with white-owned businesses as well. Mm-hmm. For them to, like, do it in a way that's like, oh, you know, if we work with people of colour, it will give us a better look. No, like, actual genuine motivations and beliefs behind it and be like, I want to work with varying types of cultures mm-hmm. because I'm curious and I'm keen, and seeing it from different perspectives means that our business can grow as well.
Yeah.
And we're a little bit more understanding because I'm the token dark-skinned person.
Yeah.
So, you know, giving a lot of people the opportunity, like, I didn't put Shaq in my last name for my CV for quite some time because I get looked over. Mm. But if I just left Ali, I would.
Mm.
So just, you know, being open-minded to leading a whole different bunch of people working in the establishments. And, there's so many educated people of colour as well.
Yeah.
So just got to really give them a chance. Like,
yeah, definitely. That's the thing. It's like, if you need to, you know, get the information and get it from people who live the experience,
hello,
you know?
From the horse's mouth.
Yeah. You know, like,
giving you this information, you're swatting it away. Like, you don't want this information.
It's like, I hear you.
Yeah.
But I don't. And then they just turn around. It's just like,
they're like, that was really cool that you said that. I'm going to go post the black border and then forget about it tomorrow.
No, I'm going to say, you know, like, I'm really sorry that this has happened to you, Yasmin. And then just walk off.
And then just walk
like,
off, yeah.
All right, like, are you going to do much about it on your side? Or do you want to, like, discuss it? And fortunately, I did have some friends, like, with the stuff that I was posting on Instagram. It wasn't even, like, targeted to anyone. It's just talking about statistics and things.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, do you believe that your friends are racist too? Like, this, are you pushing this? And I'm like, no. But if you are taking it personally like that, you do need to look at your own.
Yeah.
You need to reflect on your own mm-hmm. self, because why are you taking it personally? Mm-hmm. I'm not gaslighting you, but it's like, look into your own beliefs and who you are.
Yeah, definitely.
And like, even a lot of it is parental, like being around your parents mm-hmm. and the older generation, and then just taking on their beliefs without realizing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. totally.
Yeah.
Intergenerational
stuff. It's that unconscious bias that can often get you.
Yes. That's the one.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming into the studio and having this wonderful chat with us. Everyone should head down to Stand the Fuck Up. Christchurch happening 26th of June at 12 Bar at 6 p.m. There's a lot of speakers, a nice boogie afterwards.
And there's some performers there as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be cool.
It's awesome. All going down. Yeah. Thank you so much, Yasmin.
No, thank you so much for having me.
No worries. We're going to play you out with Trouble by Chai, because you talked about it. I was like, I've got to now.
Yeah.
But here we go.
Awesome.